But in the spirit, I want you to hear me now. In the spirit, we're just like him. But what he wants you to do is develop your spirit. You have the capacity. You have the ability to take his word, his name, his blood, and all, and develop yourself so you can walk in this life like he walked on this earth when he was in the physical body like yours. You got it? And what he did, he planned for you in his death, in his life on this earth, in his death, in his burial and his resurrection. He brought forth a new kind of man, a new kind of being that you, in spite of all the opposition, all the persecution, all the trouble, the thing you see, if we learn to follow him, we will be successful and nothing can stop us. Yeah, we'll be persecuted. Yeah, stuff will come against us, but you can't be stopped. That's the good news. So that's why he wants you to understand this mystery. You got this treasure in you. You have this inside of you. And all you got to do, all we have to do is learn how to feed it, grow it, and do it. Feed it, develop it, grow it, do it. You know what he said? Be ye what? Doers of the word and not hearers only. How do I grow? How do I get to that place where I become a doer of the word? I got to first make the decision. Then I do that one thing that calls the word. I meditate in the word. I give the word first place. It's that not only the word, this life in my spirit, but this word that he has instructed me to do, take first place, priority, top, supreme, first place in everything I do, in my thinking, in the decision I make, what I do the word. Love works no ill to his neighbor. So what did I do? I never work ill to anybody. I developed that. He put that love in me. So you and I, whatever he called, whatever career, whatever I choose, whatever I say, I choose to do in life, being led by his spirit, of course. I don't care what it is, I will be a success because he'll tell me how to do it. You know, everybody looks at a lawyer as being a crooked fellow. You don't have to be crooked to be a lawyer. You can be a saved lawyer. You can be an honest lawyer. You can be and still win the cases. You don't have to lie and cheat and do all. You see how the politicians do? They just slander and to try to make the other person look so bad. And got so many skeletons hanging in their closet. And they give you all the long, what, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. You get me, and I'm, and then like, and when they get in the office, it look like they forgot they told you. Y'all, anybody ever seen that besides me? But here we are, this treasure inside of you. Now let me read this scripture to you. Romans chapter 11. Verse 33. I just want to take time to examine and look into some depths of these scriptures and listen to what it's saying. How God wants to help us with things that we don't know and in the dark, because we got it. But how do we get there? I started on it, and we'll talk about it more. One of the things, I don't care who you are, if you're going to make a success in life, you will have to be a person that will meditate in the word. Let me read the script and then we'll go there. It says, I'm reading from the King James. I got the New King James. Let me, and I'll read it up here. Then I might read the New King James. All the depths of the riches, both of what? The wisdom and knowledge of God. All the depths of the riches. Both, that mean two. One, two. Wisdom, knowledge. Wisdom, knowledge of God. It goes on to say, how unsearchable are his what? Judgments. And his ways past finding out. Next verse. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Anybody? Or who has been his counselor? The New King James said, for who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been his counselor? Who taught him? Who counseled him? Who advised him? Who instructed him? What would be the answer to that? Did you do it? Well, somebody from Yale did it. One of the famous universities did it. Who been his counsel? All right, let's take a minute. And I'll stop when I have to. But since we're here, let's take a minute. We have wise people. We was talking. And I know some of you probably have watched that channel where it says how it's made. You see? And you see how they make different things. And you'll be amazed then you think, who in the world made the machine or that makes the stuff like that? It's amazing to see how it makes the stuff and put it in the containers. But who made the machine to do it? All right. And we think about that. But have you ever stopped to see how this universe is constructed? Who is the architect of it? I mean, scientists have searched and they are still discovering things and that there's galaxy out there and look like it's still advancing, growing, expanding, and growing. Who did this? God asked Job, "Where were you, Job, when I laid this foundation of the earth? Where were you when I did all of this? Were you there to tell me how to do it? What did Job have to do? No,